Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 20th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Explainable artificial intelligence-driven risk assessment for malignant ventricular arrhythmia and mortality in acute myocardial infarction. This study developed artificial intelligence models to predict malignant ventricular arrhythmia and in-hospital death after acute myocardial infarction using data from 4,471 patients. The models demonstrated predictive performance, suggesting artificial intelligence could be a valuable tool for risk stratification in patients post-myocardial infarction. Further prospective validation is needed to confirm these findings. Article number 2. Plasma metabolite N-formylmethionine is associated with higher blood pressure in the multi-ethnic Helios cohort and triggers vascular dysfunction. In a multi-ethnic cohort study, the plasma metabolite N-formylmethionine was associated with higher blood pressure. This association suggests a potential link between N-formylmethionine and vascular dysfunction across diverse ethnic groups. Further research is needed to explore N-formylmethionine as a therapeutic target for hypertension. Article number 3. Neutrophil extracellular traps and delayed cerebral ischemia in patients with subarachnoid hemorrhage. This prospective single-center study investigated the role of neutrophil extracellular traps and delayed cerebral ischemia following subarachnoid hemorrhage. The study found an association between trajectories of neutrophil extracellular trap biomarkers and the occurrence of delayed cerebral ischemia. These findings suggest that neutrophil extracellular traps may be a therapeutic target for preventing delayed cerebral ischemia in patients with subarachnoid hemorrhage. Article number 4. Rationale and design of the EPISODE trial, a randomized controlled trial on the effect of proprotein convertase subtilisin/kexin type 9 inhibitors in calcific aortic valve stenosis. The EPISODE trial is a randomized controlled trial designed to investigate the effect of proprotein convertase subtilisin/kexin type 9 inhibitors on calcific aortic valve stenosis. This trial aims to determine if proprotein convertase subtilisin/kexin type 9 inhibition can prevent or delay the progression of calcific aortic valve stenosis, addressing the current lack of effective pharmacological interventions. The trial is ongoing. Article number 5. Left ventricular mass to strain ratio to predict change in left ventricular hypertrophy and prognosis in hypertensive heart disease. This retrospective study evaluated the left ventricular mass to strain ratio as a marker of the clinical course in patients with hypertensive heart disease. The study found that the left ventricular mass to strain ratio can predict changes in left ventricular hypertrophy and prognosis in these patients. The findings suggest that the left ventricular mass to strain ratio is a valuable tool for risk stratification and monitoring disease progression in hypertensive heart disease. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.